So here's a question for you. Have you ever Googled your own business just to see what comes up? Well, what if I told you that's not where your customers are looking anymore?
Right. And that's the shift we're seeing. More people are increasingly turning to AI tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, or Grok for answers, leading to a shift in how they find information and a rise in zero-click searches. They're asking things like, who's the best divorce attorney in Phoenix? Or, what's a top-rated medical spa near me? And here's the thing. Whatever business those AI tools recommend wins the customer.
That's wild. So if you're not showing up in those AI answers, you're basically invisible to a growing chunk of your audience.
Exactly. And the stats back this up. AI referral traffic now accounts for about 1.08% of all website traffic, according to a Conductor study, and it's growing roughly 1 percentage point month over month. Plus, AI search traffic converts at 4.4 times the rate of traditional organic traffic, according to a SEMrush study. People coming from AI platforms arrive with much higher intent, often having completed their research within the AI tool.
Fascinating. So how do businesses actually get ChatGPT or these other AI tools to recommend them? I mean, it feels like a black box.
It does, but there's a strategy behind it. AI tools rely on web authority, structured data, and third-party mentions, not keywords alone like traditional SEO. If your online presence lacks clear categorization, consistent business data across directories, or independent reviews, AI systems won't confidently recognize your company.
So having a website and hoping for the best won't cut it.
Definitely not. You need what's called Answer Engine Optimization, or AEO. Think of it as the evolution of SEO. It focuses on structuring content so AI answer engines can easily understand, use, and cite it. You're optimizing for being the chosen answer, rather than only ranking on a page.
Okay, so walk me through what that actually looks like. What are the first steps?
Sure. First, you need to build third-party trust. ChatGPT and these models need corroboration, so make sure you have consistent, active profiles on authoritative platforms, Google Business Profile, Yelp, industry-specific review sites. Then, add schema markup to your website using structured data like JSONLD. This explicitly tells machines what you do, where you're located, and what you sell.
Schema markup. That sounds technical. Is it something most small businesses can handle?
It can feel intimidating, but there are tools and plugins that simplify it. You're basically adding digital tags to your content so AI can understand it faster. Common types include product schema for e-commerce, FAQ page for Q&A sections, and review schema for star ratings. It helps your content appear in rich results and AI answers.
That point about schema and structured data sets up our next piece: how to actually structure your content for AI. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Many professional service providers and elective healthcare businesses are navigating the shift to AI search right now. Agencies that specialize in this space help businesses optimize their digital presence so AI platforms can find, understand, and cite them. Services often include reputation management, content optimization, and structured data implementation, all designed to ensure a business shows up when potential clients ask AI where to go. To learn more, visit blueoceaninnovations.ai.
Picking up on schema and structured data, how do you structure the actual content on your website to be AI friendly?
Great question. You want what's called an answer-first architecture. That means providing a direct, authoritative answer right at the beginning of the page, followed by supporting evidence. Make it easy for AI crawlers and large language models to extract key facts. Use clear headings, short paragraphs, bullet points, and add a quick highlights section at the top.
So you're basically spoon-feeding the AI the most important info up front.
Exactly. And don't forget FAQs. Add a detailed FAQ section at the end of your pages that answers common search queries around your main keyword. This is gold for both snippets and AI overviews. Use question-based headers that mirror how people actually speak in chat or voice search.
I see. Makes sense. What about content itself? Does AI favor certain types of content?
Absolutely. AI models prioritize unique, verifiable data. Publishing original research is one of the most powerful strategies. When you share proprietary statistics or primary studies, credible industry publications naturally cite and link back to your brand. This creates what we call citation magnets, or in other words, content that AI systems can't help but reference.
So to everyone listening, if you've got customer data or insights sitting around, that could be your biggest competitive advantage.
100%. And here's something important. AI doesn't look only at your website. It synthesizes answers using reviews, forums, and editorial features. That means platforms like Reddit and third-party review sites act as major trust signals. You need consistent, favorable mentions across these authoritative sources.
Wait, so Reddit is influencing what ChatGPT recommends? That's kind of funny when you think about it.
It is. But yeah, AI models consider the consensus across the web, including community forums. If people are talking positively about your business on Reddit or industry forums, that builds trust with the AI. This is part of building what's called LLM visibility, how frequently and accurately an AI model references your brand.
LLM, visibility. That's like the new version of brand awareness, right?
Right. It's essentially your share of voice in the AI world. High LLM visibility means the model treats you as a primary authority, leading to citations in Google AI overviews or direct recommendations in conversational AI tools. I actually saw this firsthand with one of my early clients, a dental practice. They had great reviews, but zero AI mentions. After we optimized their FAQ pages and added schema markup, they started appearing in ChatGPT results within about 8 weeks.
Okay, so we've covered structure, original data, third-party trust. What about the ongoing maintenance? Do you set this up once and forget it?
No, freshness matters. AI models learn from fresh content. If your posts haven't been updated in a year or two, you're missing visibility opportunities. Set a schedule to review key content regularly. Fix broken links, update stats, add new insights, refresh images. This tells AI engines that your brand stays active and accurate.
Right, exactly. And what about tracking all this? How do you know if your strategy is working?
Traditional metrics like click-through rate only tell part of the story now. You need AI-specific KPIs. Citation frequency, which measures how often large language models credit your site as a source. AI sentiment and accuracy, which tracks the tone and factual correctness the AI uses for your brand. And mention rate, or competitive share of voice, which measures the percentage of AI answers that mention your brand for key queries.
So you're essentially tracking how often you're the chosen answer.
Exactly. You can test this yourself. Ask Perplexity, ChatGPT, or Gemini questions with your target keywords and see if your brand or pages get cited. Some tools like SEMrush are adding AI overview tracking, and Ahrefs provides extensive data and analysis on AI search traffic and conversions.
Here's something I've been wondering. With all these zero-click searches where people get answers without clicking through to websites, how does a business even benefit?
That's the big question, right? The shift to zero-click searches means we have to pivot from solely chasing clicks to building AI visibility. When your brand is cited in an AI-generated answer, you're establishing authority at the exact moment someone's making a decision. Even if they don't click, they've heard your name as the trusted source. That's brand equity.
So the goal is being top of mind when it matters most.
Exactly. And remember, Gartner forecasts a 25% decline in traditional search volume by 2026, with AI agents capturing a quarter of that traffic. The shift is happening now. Professional services and elective healthcare businesses, where reputation is the primary buying signal, are especially affected.
So if you're a law firm, a dental practice, or a financial advisor, this really matters.
Absolutely. Implementing these strategies consistently is expected to lead to measurable AI visibility improvements. The work centers on solidifying online trust signals, amplifying credibility across the web, and optimizing your digital presence so AI platforms can find, understand, and cite your business.
Well, there you have it. AI search is changing how customers find businesses, and if you're not optimizing for it, you're going to be left behind. Thanks for breaking all this down.
My pleasure. The shift is big, but the opportunity is huge for businesses today.